the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It is episode 647, recorded on June 22nd, 2026. Happy Pride Month. It is week four. Are you enjoying it?
Is it week four?
Yeah. This is a five-ish week month, kind of, sort of.
Oh, that's right. Today's 22nd, so
yeah.
We'll be at the 29th next week. Okay, got it.
Woo-hoo. All right. So,
am I having a good time? Yeah, sure. You know, I started thinking about Pride Month and trying to find some positives about it.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I've noticed is a lot of really interesting things on YouTube. I saw one where they were interviewing this woman down in Miami, and I don't know who she was, but she was a great speaker. I mean, they were interviewing her about the fact that right in Miami, where they had the, DeSantis dug up the crosswalk that was there, the rainbow crosswalk, and how, you know, because that was the Art Deco area, which is famously known as a big drag area. That's where Birdcage took place because of it. And so what they did was they saved all the pavers that they dug up. And then right inside the park that was the crosswalk led to this park and the beach. Since the park is owned by the people and not the street, streets owned by the government, I guess, is how they reinvented the crosswalk in the park, so he can't touch it with the same pavers. And it was a wonderful story, and that was something I wouldn't have seen in February, you know. So
right.
So if Pride is educating me and hopefully the youth of our community, I'm okay with it.
Awesome.
If they get something out of it, like your things that you've been posting, that give a little bit, you know, maybe someone's going to go, wow, I never knew what Friends of Dorothy meant,
right?
You know? And now they know. So there are some positives.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I heard that not only when they tore that up down there, one of the churches down there actually painted their steps the rainbow colors so that they had the representation after Florida did that. And you heard about why most of the Pride events in Florida were canceled. So you have to have security, and you have to like pay the law enforcement or whatever it is.
Right.
Do that. Right. Well, during the month of June, and it literally was from June 1st and will end June 31st.
There's no June 31st.
You know what I mean? June 30th. They jacked the price of that up so high that it was absolutely unbelievable and nobody could afford it. And the rates will go back down on July 1st because, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So that was how, if they couldn't legally, prevent pride from being that is how they managed to do it.
Well, they're sons of bitches. They really are. They're horrible people, and hopefully, karma will find them and give
Well,
them what they deserve.
isn't hurricane season starting soon
Oh,
anyway?
it's already started.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, happy Pride Month. Let's see. Okay, it is 91 degrees and sunny in Chubland, where it is 12 days until Independence Day, 131 until Halloween, and 186 days until Christmas. All right. Let's talk about Patreon really quick. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Gangsley, Kathy Bacon, Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can join our fam for as little as a dollar a month. Now, time for affirmation and a little story. Today's affirmation, take a deep breath, center yourself, and say, I choose joy over judgment. And this was driven home to me by something that I shared to you with you the other day. There was this online piece where this story, just blow this up here so I can actually see it. It was an article from mensvariety.com, and the title was Fat Gay Men Aren't Welcomed at Pride. And the entire flood of comments were from people who, I don't know, that were overweight or considered themselves overweight and also considered themselves not attractive or not conventionally attractive, shall we say. And they were just going on, this is why I hate pride. I stay away from the gay community. I won't go to pride because I'm judged and looked down upon, and oh, people just make me feel like shit all the time, and I don't go to Pride anymore because anyway, there were just so many comments, and it was like if you look at it from even a psychological, distance, the language that they were using was all self-deprecating. Anyway, it kind of pissed me off a little bit, and I'm looking at some of these guys' profile pictures and stuff like that too, and they're not unattractive. And yeah, sure, some of them are bears or larger, but who gives a fuck, right? Anyway, so taking a Chubb's Gone Wild stance, I commented and said, many muscular, conventional, attractive men are some of the most insecure, self-hating people I've ever met. Stop being afraid of them. This is our world too, and there's more of us. Go to Pride, smile, live your best life.
Okay, let me ask you this though.
Yeah, go for it.
These guys are claiming that has there been, is this just something that they've internalized?
Yes.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the fact that some paper somewhere wrote, "No fat guys welcome."
No.
I mean, this isn't a no fats, no fems
No, this whole
situation.
article was
Okay.
basically from the perspective of fat guys who feel uncomfortable around all these conventionally attractive, skinny, muscular people who are basically paid to dance and bring
Right.
people in and, be goggled at or looked at, and it's like, I totally get that. But, when I go to Pride or something like that, I no longer, when I was younger, I felt all of what they're talking about because, and then at some point, maybe from our show, whatever, I realized that's me saying that shit. Nobody's looking at me. Nobody's saying anything to me. In fact, I'm probably pretty much just being ignored, just
I
like
mean,
everybody else.
at worst, you're just being ignored.
Right. And even that, most of the people that I hang out with and stuff when I go to Pride are attractive people, and they're just as friendly and wanting my attention, partly because they want money and tips. You know, let's
Right,
face
but
it.
I'll tell you, the only time I remember ever being shunned, let's call it, at Pride, it was 1 year where I was in San Francisco, and the San Francisco Pride cheerleaders were looking for, and we did a skit based on it, and it was like, they were anybody that walked by, oh, here, take a flyer, we're looking for new people, blah blah blah. And as soon as I walked by, they turned around and walked back to their booth. And to, you know, and I because I was like, okay, and I'm going, did you see that? And it's like, no, you must be mistaken. And I waited, and then I go, let's try it again. And then they all came out, they're getting out, da, 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 da. And then they, as soon as I walked by, they turned, and they did it to other people too. It wasn't just me, you know, because there are other fat people in this world besides myself. But it was, that's the only time. And it wasn't malicious. It was just, it's kind of like back in the early days of the Bears, where we'll take, everybody's welcome. And then some of the lesbians wanted to be part of the Bear group. And then they go, well, not everybody's welcome. So, and it's like, they were doing it because, I mean, let's face it, some fat guy's going to want to be on San Francisco cheer, you know, and it's gonna look weird, and they're not going to be able to do all the, and I get that, and that they shouldn't go on it. But then there's some people that just feel compelled to do things that they're not welcome in just because they're not welcome in.
Well, I look at our Sacramento gay men's chorus. There's a lot of women in our gay men's chorus,
There
and a
is.
lot of there are women, there are of course non-binary people, and there are trans people, which you identify, so
Sure.
but yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
it's very diverse now, and now there's actually, and I'm writing an article about the just the new queer chorus. There's a new queer chorus where just everybody is
Well, I
available.
mean, maybe that's the better way of doing it, but if it's a gay men's chorus, they shouldn't have girls.
Well, but that's the thing, is that that was fought
Yeah.
for a long time by several of the crustier. I don't know whether they are identified as lesbians or queer or whatever they want to be.
Whatever.
But
Yeah.
and I don't know if they were the main ones. I remember that there were some people that were pushing, some lesbians that were pushing, and then they finally said, okay. And then they just, but they, there's like, I don't know, 80 people in the chorus, maybe 50, 80, something like that. And most of them are guys.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, okay.
Well, every time I see pictures, 'cause I'm not, I don't like going and attending court, you know, these kind of, it's not my thing. Even though all the music's, you know, show tunes basically are pop
Well, this
diva
time,
hits.
this last weekend when they did a show, it was all country.
Okay. So, and I have nothing against that. I'm glad that it's standing strong all these years, but I just don't want to go.
Same with me. And you know what? I'm not going to say that there aren't some of these guys that probably did experience something,
Sure.
or a glance or a look, or somebody said something and called them a name or something at some point. But for the grander scheme, they're telling themselves this,
Right.
and that's what needs to stop.
Well, it's, you know, it,
They're queer, they belong at Pride if they want to go to
oh,
Pride.
absolutely. No, but I get what, you know, that, let's face it, not so much lately, but you know, a few decades ago, you
That
know,
I can
fat
see.
was ugly. It didn't have a place in public. So.
And that I totally understand at that point, but now, no, don't
Especially if
hide
it's
that
anybody that's
culture.
younger. Younger, they should know. They should not even under, well, I mean, I don't know everybody in all across the country. It might be different in different places, but just so much more acceptance with young people today. And so that'd be surprising if these people weren't just our age suffering from years of abuse.
And I can understand if they were talking about like white parties. White parties, I
Oh
get
yeah.
that. You know, that is for those the pretty druggy, all of that
Well,
culture.
that's why they're skinny is 'cause they're, doing
Right.
too many drugs
Well,
and
but yeah, I
dancing all
mean,
night.
I get that. That is that culture, part of
Sure.
our culture, and I get that. But pride is for everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
So anyway, all right.
Okay.
Let's talk about this day in history, starting with June 22nd, 1633. Galileo was forced by the Roman Catholic Church to recant his support for the theory that the Earth revolved around the sun. Guess he won in the end. 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte abdicated the French throne for the second time and final time following his defeat at Waterloo. 1940, France signed an armistice with Nazi Germany during the World War II. I wonder if that was at Versailles. 1941, Nazi Germany launched a massive invasion of the Soviet Union during World War II. 1944, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the GI Bill into law, providing educational and housing benefits to returning veterans. 1969, the highly polluted Cayuga River caught fire, helping spark the modern environmental movement in the United States. And in 2001, the film The Fast and Furious was released, launching a major movie franchise. Interesting. Well, we did have some celebrity birthdays on June 22nd. 1949 saw Meryl Streep, excuse me, and Elizabeth Warren born. In 1953, Cyndi Lauper was born.
Is she that much older than us?
Yes, girl, she's like 2 years younger than my mommy.
Wow. Because so she really, her career started in her 30s. Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
I read her autobiography, and she has a really interesting early life up until fame. So, anyway, 1964, Dan Brown of the Da Vinci Code, author of that. And then finally in 13, okay, I can do this. 1936, Kris Kristofferson, one of your favorites.
Is he?
Well, he's one of Nephi's favorites.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have celebrity deaths on June 22nd, of course, 1969, Judy Garland. We also have 1987, Fred Astaire, 1993, Pat Nixon, and in 2008, George Carlin. Wow. Of course, we have some LGBTQ connection for June 22nd. Of course, Cyndi Lauper, who's a major ally of our community, and Judy Garland, who remains a significant cultural icon, whose death occurred just days before the Stonewall riots.
And as we were talking about before the show, a lot of people said that because I think it had just been a week, 22nd, 20, it was coming up on a week, or it just had turned a week that Judy Garland had died. And it's, I mean, this is rumored. No,
Right.
Stonewall is all a bunch of stories told by people. That's not, even the reporters weren't really down there the first day.
Right.
So that the queens at Stonewall were so upset, they were that they were Judy had died, and they felt lost. And then the cops came in and they said, okay, that's it, we're done with this bullshit. And a lot of it had to do with, and I could see that she was a major icon.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't in the social media day, so
Right.
They didn't have a chance to knock her down in the week following her death, as so many get these days. So yeah, so it's a very pivotal time, and it was on the 28th that they approved gay marriage. So, or they
There's
said not approved it, they just said just do it.
right.
Yeah, I loved that day. I loved just how funny it was and how strange it was. But
Yeah, I was at work, and all of my people from work were down covering the event. So, yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if we celebrate any holidays. There's not many today. However, we start with National Chocolate Eclair Day. Oh man, I would love to celebrate that.
See, I'm not a big fan of chocolate eclairs.
Now we're talking about like just the chocolate on the top, right?
Well, it's chocolate on the top and it's
Yeah.
filled with cream.
Yes. Not too much chocolate on the top, but lots
No,
of cream.
but there's a lot of cream inside.
Lots of cream,
And
yes.
it's just it to me it's like too much of everything. It's
Oh,
too rich,
I
it's too
love
sugary, too much everything, yeah.
I always think that I want to eat like a ton of them, but two is enough for me. Although
Ooh,
these
oh
days,
God.
maybe one would be enough for me. Things have
I'd be
changed.
barfing on a second one.
Oh, I love it. Claire. Anyway, it's also National Havoc Day, Havoc Tech Day, probably because summer has started. Yesterday was the solstice. Happy solstice, by the way. And
Thanks.
yes, and so probably HVAC is when people start turning on their HVACs and realize
Well, in the
they have
rest of the
issues.
world, maybe, but not in
I
California.
know, with us, it's been on for a while.
Yeah.
All right, it's also National Onion Rings Day. Are you going to try to have some onion rings today?
I would love that. Onion rings, I'd rather have onion rings than fries. So,
Yeah, me
but
too.
the pissy thing about onion rings is because if you get the ones that are bigger that are the best, the big circles, they take up a
Yeah.
lot of room.
Huh?
And so I got onion rings just recently, and of course they were at the Habit, and they charged, it was for $5, and I got six onion rings.
Yeah,
It's like,
that's ridiculous.
yeah, that's it's so it's actually fun to make your own onion rings, just because one onion will give you a meal.
Right,
So,
that's true. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. It's also Stupid Guy Thing Day. Well, hope your ex is doing okay. Take Your Cat to Work Day. No.
What? That's crazy.
No, you leave kitties at home.
Well, cats aren't like dogs.
Yeah.
And what do you'd have to take it in a
Carrier.
carrier and leave it in the carrier all day?
It
Well,
would
that
just be
sounds
like,
like fun.
no.
Oh, it'd be
Oh
terrible.
my gosh, my cat's just going to the vet and back, and their carriers drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also National World Rainforest Day. So that's an important day, and we need to do better by our rainforests. Now,
Well, if you chop them down, then you don't have to worry about them anymore.
oh, sick, sick,
Kidding,
I tell you.
kidding.
Well, since we have let's talk about a couple national, bigger month-long holidays. Hey, it is Adopt
Algae
Cat
Day?
Month. It is
Is it
Adopt.
Algae Day?
Yeah, right. I hear that liberals went and dumped trucks of algae in there.
Well, no, it depends. It's either the liberals or the terrorists, or it's who were probably liberals, and it's the media trying to make a story up.
Yeah, exactly. You saw about that poor little duck that died, right?
No,
Yeah,
no.
there was a little duck that died, and Brian Tyler Cohen posted a picture of it. And I said that he'll probably say that it was a
It was,
drone attack, and that's why it needs a ballroom. The ducks need ballrooms.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's also National Nursing Assistance Week. Yeah. Interesting. California Avocado Month. Yay. Dairy Alternatives Month. No, thank you. Fight the Filthy Fly Month.
Well, now wait. Alternatives for dairy? That means like almond milk.
Ugh. That's why I said ugh.
What is wrong with
Yeah, thank
you?
you. Ugh.
Okay. No.
Also, it is the International Decade for the Eradication of Colonialism. I'm all for that. International Decade of Indigenous Languages. Second International Decade for People of African Descent. I'm all for these, but that's a long time. National Aphasia Awareness Month. National Burglary Prevention Month. Oh, National Candy Month. Yes, please.
How could June be Candy Month?
Well, okay, how could it be alternatives to dairy and then yet also be National Dairy Month? That's kind of fighting itself.
No, it's because they want to be inclusive of all dairy or non-dairy
You know what?
products.
This is Gay Pride Month. We're all the inclusivity that we need. Everybody else can
All the
just fuck
milks.
off until July.
Well, and not to mention that during Pride Month, you don't want to have dairy, if because a lot of people are, so
Black
there's a
people.
lot of diarrhea, and we don't need that.
Okay, we went there. There you go, Nephi. All right, hey, let's talk about birthdays. We did have some birthdays that we wanted to celebrate eventually. Bueller. There we go. Happy birthday to James, Mike, Jim, Toby. Toby, oh, different Toby, and author Mike Caffey, who we did his play, The Coming Out Party, years and years ago. Very fun show. And then happy birthday also to Sandra, one of your friends. And then we have actress Cindy Davis, who was in one of our shows. Absolutely fun.
Ellie nominated for
You
one
want
of
to
our shows. Yes.
Yes. Happy birthday to Charles. We also have author Jeff A. Adams, actor Mark Sacco, formerly of the Cocktails and Cream Puffs podcast.
I know it's 4 words.
Yes. Happy birthday to Jonathan Richard John Jonathan. Trying to get it two for there. We have Hank, local podcasting legend, Mr. Rob Roberts. He is from the Orange Lounge Radio, I believe. We have another one, Mr. Tom in Thailand, part of the Pride 48 crew. And then we have Alan Sharon. Oh, Sharon Fredrickson, actress and formerly from our Being Gay Today TV show. Lots of media people. We also have Kelso, Viva, and there's somebody named Jaina. I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's alive or not. So it could be happy heavenly birthday as far as we know.
Now. Oh, we wish him the best. All right. We want to send some chub hugs out. And this time I want to send some chub hugs out to, well, of course, the duck that passed away, but also to Mr. Tim and James, whose anniversary is coming up in just a few days. So happy birthday. They are from Taste Like Burning, and yet they've changed their pod name to something else, but I can't remember what it is because I'm just, that's how I roll. How about
Old.
you? Yes, you are.
And let's see. Well, I do want to mention that, the bird as well, let's
That's important.
and then and actually the poor man who has got arrested, the three-time Olympian that got arrested for touching the plastic sticking out of the water. So there it's just I'm sending chub hugs out to all the people who are affected by this idiocy that's going on, especially in DC right now, including, have you seen overhead shots of the White House grounds?
You know, my uncle once had a compound of, well, white trash compound. It looks about the same.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing missing right now is cars on blocks. Yeah.
Oh, did you see the grass where they had put they did that 86 thing, and they covered it all up with green paint or something, and now it's coming back.
Well, it's green paint didn't match, so that didn't help.
No.
And also, oh, what was I just thinking? There's another thing that was another. I know it was. I heard it on
Yeah.
Brian today, and I cannot remember what it was, but it was another just ridiculous. It's just it. He doesn't. He can't blame himself for anything, so he's going to blame anybody else he can. I loved what Keith said because they've got the National Guard now around the reflecting pool. And Keith Edwards said, "Oh, it's good to know that they can call in the National Guard for the reflecting pool, but when there's people attacking the Congress, we don't call in the National Guard."
No, we just sit with
Interesting.
our daughter and watch the whole thing
Priorities.
unfold and say things like, "Oh, let them in because they're not here to shoot me with their guns." Which he knew they had. All right, moving on. There is nothing in our feed bag this time. I am shocked and
I
appalled,
am too.
but I will just let it go. So we do move on to some celebrity deaths.
Oh, we're at that point. Let me, well, and today we had two brand new big ones. So, starting off with Sixpence None, the richer, bassist Justin Carey. He died on June 18th after suffering a serious stroke. It's interesting. A serious stroke. It just isn't all strokes serious?
Well,
I
most
guess
of them don't kill you. They're,
that's true. That's true.
obviously, it's sitting in the White House. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so Walter Pazza.
Perezider, I guess.
Okay, sure. One of the founding members of the rock band, okay, of Chicago. He was dead at 80. Then we had just today, Clive Davis, record producer, former head of Columbia Records, credited for the rise and of major artists including Whitney Houston and Barry Manilow. He died at 94. Now, just give you an idea. I mean, right there, that's a legacy. But for me, it was he said Barry Manilow was developing his second album that he was contractually obligated to do because the first album didn't do well, even though it had Could It Be Magic on there, which wasn't released until after the second album was released. And what happened was Clive Davis goes, "I've got this song called Brandy that I think would be perfect for you." And he goes, "The original version, not good, but I think this is the exact kind of song you need to do. You just rearrange it." And so he rearranged it. And Brandy, You're a Fine Girl had just come out the year before from Looking Glass. So instead of it being Brandy, they changed it to Mandy. And Barry Manilow's been, playing that song since I think it was 94, I mean 74 or 75. Maybe it was 75. But so literally 50 plus years he's been playing Mandy, and that was all thanks to Clive Davis. And Clive Davis worked with other people over the years, Dionne Warwick, Bruce Springsteen. He was a major, major guy. Just today, Alan Greenspan, former Federal Reserve Chair who served under four presidents, died at the age of 100. And then finally, James Burroughs, the co-creator of Cheers, and I should say Cheers, Taxi, Will and Grace, Yeah, Frasier. He died this week after let's see, directing sitcoms more than 30 years. Actually, he was just nominated for Mid-Century Modern for director for a comedy last year. He died Friday. He was 85 years old, and he got, I think it was 11 Emmys, most, and they were all for directing and for being the producer of Taxi, Cheers, Will and Grace,
Yeah.
and Frasier. I think he got one for Frasier too. I mean, it's just the talking. I mean, he's like up there with Norman Lear
Oh,
and
yeah.
with Carl Reiner and the greats, especially comedy greats. So that was more sad news.
Yeah. Well,
But
I was,
85, that's a good run.
yeah. I was reading an article this morning, and not only about him directing Hulu's Mid-Century Modern, but that his last iconic role actually was in HBO's The Comeback, where he played a fictionalized version of himself directing a sitcom pilot. But some of the gay actors have said that he, excuse me, was responsible for always trying to find ways to put gay roles and gay things, and some of our most iconic earlier gay moments were because of him, including like the lesbian wedding on Cheer on Friends, and just Will and Grace, and there's so many iconic gay things out there in early television. In fact, Cheers, when there was an Emmy for Ted Danson's friend from the baseball league came out to him at the bar, and it was like considered, like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this story, back when Cheers was early on. Anyway, but that whole episode won like major awards and everything because of it. So anyway, that absolutely amazing person. So all right, Tom, what have you been up to this week?
Well, let's see. On RuPaul's All Stars this week, we are in the second round of the third bracket. And what was interesting was the first two brackets, they've had people who were the front runners right from, week one, week two, week three, front runner, front. You knew kind of it was going to be either these two or these three people every time. But this time, the two people that won last week didn't win this week. So we've got four people with lots of points, and it's going to be interesting to see who actually out of these three episodes ends up moving on to the semifinals. So interesting. Watching Miss Maisel, Marvelous Miss Maisel on Prime, season two, and we've just gotten out of the Catskills and we're back. Because they Jews, especially during the 50s and 60s, the families would go up to the Catskills. Dad would go back to work during the week and then he'd come up on weekends, or in some cases had the whole summer off, if they were like in education or they just did, they were able to pull off a 2 month stay in the Catskills, which sounds fabulous, but it's hilarious what. Because it's like Dirty Dancing was. You remember Dirty Dancing, So it's a very fun episode or episodes that take place in the second season. Just finished up Widow's Bay over on Apple TV. It's a co comedy horror. Yeah, comedy horror, and it's just about this island that's trying to become the new Martha's Vineyard, but it's got all these curses and all this shit going back, to the Puritans, and it's just the mayor's trying to fix everything, and on this the cliffhanger, It was funny because I kind of had second guessed what the cliffhanger was going to be, and then it wasn't, and then
Oh,
ultimately it was.
yeah.
But it's just amazing how much crap can go down on one of these islands, especially with all the years of passing down these horrible, horrible stories, and we keep finding out that they're all true. So it's a fun show. Outlast, The Jungle. I'm almost done. I've got half an episode left. It actually turned out it was kind of mean-spirited, but not as bad as I had thought it was going to be. Like that one we saw where they were, like burning out people's vil you know, their
Oh, right.
yeah. I mean, when that happens, I'm done. So this one was, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Then we watched a movie called Never Change over on Hulu, and I think you can also see it on Disney Plus. It's a movie about a group of people who graduated from high school all the same time, but come to find out what happened was there was something that happened before their graduation. So instead of they basically just graduated everybody, but come to find out they didn't have enough days to earn that senior year. So they had to come back, and all the people in the graduating class had to come back and spend 2 weeks finishing up their finals. And so it's kind of like a class reunion, but everybody's fucked up, and here they're all finding themselves, and it was about this far away from being really good. And it's like some of the characters are good, the storyline's interesting, but then they have, like, all of a sudden people are doing monologues, minor characters that you see once doing monologues that you don't need to see. And so I don't know what they were thinking. It's like you almost had something that was good, but it's not. But it's short. It's only like 90 minutes, so that helped. We rewatched The Fifth Element, which
Nice.
is one of our favorites. And it's so funny because I'm watching it, and up until you get on the spaceship, I didn't remember much of anything. I couldn't be stoned all the time, so that's starting to make me worried. Maybe I'm having little strokes or something I don't know about, and I'm forgetting shit. But I couldn't. It's like, I don't remember that. I don't remember. I remember when he was in his apartment. I remember that weird apartment he had. But anyway, still a wonderful film. I also watched on Hulu Return to Silent Hill. Now, I never really liked Silent Hill to begin with, but I thought, okay, maybe they're going to redeem, and or I can figure out why everyone loves it so much. It's horrible. Return to Silent Hill. Horrible. Let's see. Interesting, this week, or actually yesterday, Chess, The Ballisters, and Celebrity Autobiographies all closed on Broadway. This next week we've got Death Becomes Her closing on Sunday. And then having some problems right now are Maybe Happy Endings, Buena Vista Social Club, The Great Gatsby, and Anne Juliet are all kind of having difficulties. And what I mean by that is they're not achieving the numbers that they need to. And it's June. And June is June, July, and August. Okay, on Broadway, June, July, and August, and the weeks between Thanksgiving to New Year's are where everyone makes good money on Broadway, and they're not making good money, and we're actually having shows closing, and because of it, and it's a little upsetting. But one thing that's cool is tonight is the Jimmy Awards. The Jimmy Awards are awards handed out to the top high schoolers in the nation in musical theater. And in like last year, the because they always pick one guy, one girl out of the over 100 contestants. And the girl last year, within 2 months, was starring in Anne Juliet, that was touring around the country as
Wow.
Juliet. So she didn't go on as one of the minor characters. She went in as the lead character, and she actually her first the first town she played in was Sacramento. So
Huh.
it's on the Jimmy Awards .com. I'm going to watch it, and I know this won't reach anybody in time for them to watch it, but it starts at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, so 4:30 on the West Coast, and it's free, and I'm looking forward to it because nothing more exciting than a bunch of
Yeah.
me's getting an opportunity to do something amazing. And I mean, it's so interesting. The woman who played Betty Boop, she was at the Jimmy Awards. She did not win, but she went to the Jimmys. And then it's been interesting on online. They a lot of the people who are like there's a one of the dancers from Death Becomes Her. He was at the Jimmy Awards, and you start looking at all the different people and who's got their start through that, and it's really
Huh.
wonderful. So that's happening tonight. And finally, last night on John Oliver, he was talking about feral hogs or feral pigs
Okay.
in the country, and how. And I mean, we don't hear about this in California, but this is a real problem around the country, that there are millions and millions of these feral hogs running around. And what happens is they said that one hog can have she has like eight babies at a time, and then those eight babies within 8 months can have eight babies. And they said that one mother could bring in thousands of babies by, I mean, both the pyramid scheme by the end of their life. They could thousands of they could have been the start. And so this is happening on a grand level. And what they do is they go in and they devour gardens and farms, and just terrible. And so at one point he was joking, and it said hogs gone wild. And I just want to say, anyone watching John Oliver and sees that, they're not talking about our show.
Although it would have
It's
been
Chubb gone
funny.
wild. Although we have been referred to as hogs and pigs in our life, it is not us. Okay. Even though we are top five, we're not that show. So
And true, we are.
we'll wait for somebody else to interview us. It won't be John Oliver.
Speaking of your Jimmy Awards, I guess they obviously stopped doing that show where they would do something fall around high school people do it putting on a show.
You mean High School Musical, the musical, the series?
I
What,
guess.
okay, was it a scripted show, or was it a
I don't know. I thought that they would go to like different high schools and
it sounds like a great idea, but I don't remember
I don't
it.
know if they would be able to get the drama or anything out of it, but anyway, okay. I don't
Oh,
know.
really? A
Oh, I
High School
know, but you
Musical
know how they
company?
people would be a little bit different from the
Well,
camera, but I'm
they'd be
saying there's drama.
There's plenty of drama there.
Okay. Well, let's see. My week is very interesting. Well, okay, not too much, but I did get to do some see a few things that were pretty cool. Now, just starting out that the Matinee Minutia's episode of Starman, the 1984 movie, is out.
It's yeah, I saw it was released, yeah.
Yeah, and you can find that at matineeminutia.com. And then I got to the end of the Jodie Whittaker Doctor Who's, and there's like two specials, and then she regenerates, and I just couldn't really bring myself to watch them. They're great episodes, but they're hard for me to watch. So I actually ended up going back and starting the newer Doctor Who's back with Christopher Eccleston, and the original like whole Rose companion series, and they introduce Captain Jack Harkness and stuff during those shows and stuff as well. Anyway, so I went back and started that, and it's good. I'm enjoying it. Just really well written material, especially back in the early part of it. Anyway, but then I got to watch some slop, starting with 2047 Virtual Revolution from 2016, and you can find that on Prime if you want to go look for it. I would say don't. It's basically an agent employed by a corporation supplying virtual reality is busy tracking down killers and terrorists both in the virtual and real world. And yeah, it's basically like, oh, society is now all pretty much virtual, and only the poorest of the poor and the most miserable aren't connected and live in, horrible little alleys. But people don't go out on the streets anymore, et cetera, et cetera. But there's still people that will kill you in game. And so this guy is hired to go around and like find those people and find out who they are and kill them and stuff for the corporations. Little bit of a twist ending that you don't necessarily expect, but I don't know. It wasn't like horrible. I finished it, but I would say watch everything else and then maybe watch this. Then I got to see Occupation Rainfall. This is basically 2 years into an invasion on Earth. Survivors are fighting back in a ground war. The resistance uncovers a plot that could bring the war to a decisive end. It's an Australian film, and it was really weird because it just said Occupation Rainfall. You start watching it, and you're like, wow, this just drops you right into it. It doesn't really introduce you to the characters. You just kind of have to figure out who's going on as you're going, and you're off and running, and it's a big nonstop thing where basically you're kind of left going, I guess I'm supposed to root for the humans, but actually, the humans in this are kind of assholes to the aliens who are on their side and trying to help them overthrow their own people who are trying to kill everybody. So, eh.
Do you think it was they didn't introduce the characters because it was not part one?
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so it did not say anything except Occupation Rainfall until the very end of the film, and then it says Occupation Rainfall Chapter 2. And so I'm like, wait a minute. So I start looking it up. So the first film was called Occupation. I actually watched this film last year, had no idea that it was the same people, or the same parts or the same story, but it was. And I actually did like Occupation, but Occupation 2 was like way better. And there's actually an Occupation parts 3 and 4 that are coming out, but they're not released yet.
Well,
So,
so when I was reading this, it says Occupation Rainfall 2 years ago, 2 years into the invasion. It's actually Occupation Rainfall 2 years into the invasion of Earth. It's just 2 years because I was completely thrown by your what was going on here.
Well, see, that's the thing, is it, in you read it right the first time. 2 years, this is 2 years after the occupation. However, it is chapter two, but when you get on Prime, it doesn't tell you that. It just says Occupation Rainfall. It doesn't tell you it's part of a series at all until the end of the film. And
I'm
that's
just
how I
what,
figured it out.
where does Prime get all this junk?
I don't know. Probably,
Australia?
well, this one is an Australian film, but I will actually say that this is a good series, and I do want to see parts 3 and 4, but part 2 was way better than part 1. Anyway, so if you're it's a Sunday afternoon watch, so yeah, give it a watch. So the good stuff that I got to see this week. Okay, so there is a British show from Channel 4 called Tiptoe. It stars Alan Cumming and Susie Edward Eddie Izzard, and it is hopefully going to get here soon. We're getting lots of pre clips of it and things like that shared around. I think they're basically trying to warm us up to getting the show here so that we can see it. It is a gay show. Alan Cummings is a gay guy living on his own after his partner left him a couple years ago for a woman, basically, so they could go do the kid thing. And then he owns a bar and runs a bar with a bunch of younger people who are usually like runaways and stuff, who he tries to save and give jobs and help out. And his neighbor's family is really fucked up. They're, mother, father, two kids. The oldest kid is 25, youngest is 16. And I don't want to give too much away in case for when it gets here, I want you to watch it and watch it fresh. But I will say this is a really hard watch. I was like wanting to like get, I had so much anxiety while I was watching this. I was like getting up and wanting to walk around. I had to force myself to sit and watch it because it is so good. And from the very opening scene of the series, you know what happened. And now we have to watch how it got to that point. And it is just like it is so good, and this entire cast, but especially Alan Cumming and Susie Izzard there, deserve all the awards. They deserve the BAFTAs. The performances aren't phone in, they aren't cliche. They are like you are just watching someone. Just incredible. Just an incredible series. It's called Tiptoe. If you can watch it before it like gets released here somehow, do it. Do it. Watch it now. It's amazing. And then I got to finally see Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling. It is available on MGM Plus, which you can, I mean, if you don't want to pay for it, you can get through Prime for like a week trial. I got a deal on it for like $1 a month for a year. And it's a wonderful film. I'm really, this is like E.T. Well, I will say E.T.-ish level like awesomeness. To very moving, very buddy sci-fi-ish, but totally understandable, kind of just amazing film. And I recommend this. It is a long watch. It's like over 2 hours. So that's something. But every minute is worth it.
Is 2 hours
It's feel good.
really a lot anymore?
You know, I guess not, but it sure still seems
If
like it.
I know we're watching Miss Maisel and I don't have I have commercials on Prime. So it's like Sean's going, it's really good, but it's so long. And I go, it's 42 minutes. You're upset with the commercials. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a deal through my provider where I got Peacock for free for a year, but it is with the commercials, and there are times when I kind of I have the tick. Like my eye will twitch when I have to sit through the 44 seconds of commercials.
And it's weird because the first couple are oh, okay, yeah, no big deal. I'm gonna go get a drink, and then it's okay. I've already gotten the drink, and now it's another commercial, and it's oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe these commercials. And all of a
It's
sudden,
so bad.
I'm in the 70s again, and I have no remotes.
So, but I will say anybody that hasn't seen Hail Mary and was like, oh, I don't really know, watch it. It's good. It's not even like a Sunday. It's like a put it on now. Go watch it now. type
Well,
film.
the reviews have been amazing, so.
And deservedly so. And I mean, I was a little skeptical at first. I'm like, but no, it's brilliant. And then yesterday I got to go to the theater and see Masters of the Universe. And this has Nicholas Gilazine, okay, and Idris Elba in it. And it's very fun. It's, He-Man and the Master, the Skeletor and that whole crew, done in an updated movie. It had a actually it had a kind of a fun cameo by Dolph Lundgren, who was the original He-Man move in the movie decades ago. I will say that as much as I love the cheesiness of that one, this one was much more fun. Now, if you don't remember who Nicholas Gilazine is or whatever, he what is the prince in the gay rom-com movies, Red, White, and Royal Blue. He was also in George and Mary, Mary and George, where he played the king's lover, basically. He's done a lot of gay work, and let's just say that in this movie there is so much gay, and it's not even like gay where they tell you explicitly this is a gay character, look, it's two guys making out or something. There is not that, but this the oh my God, the gay overtones in this. There's a character that they call the Fister. And all he has one giant fist that he hits people with, and he goes, yeah, because he fists people. And it's like, no. And then another guy that has like a bullet shaped helmet for a head, because he's got a head, and he launches himself and he knocks people over with his giant head. And they're like, yeah, go give that guy, go give head. And then Skeletor talking about the sword of power, and he's like, "You think you can come in here with that big sword dangling between your thighs?" And there's so much gay in it, and it is fun. It's fun. It's a perfect movie to just go and enjoy, and turn your brain off and enjoy it, and it's awesome. So, yeah, especially if you like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but you're kind of, on the edge about whether you're gonna like a movie if it's gonna be schlock. It's not schlock, it's just fun. Lots of action. All right. Oh, and of course, Idris Elba. Oh, God. He's just always brilliant.
He's in it too.
Yes.
He has two movies.
What was the other one he was just in?
I don't know. I thought you just mentioned him in another movie.
No,
Okay.
just this one.
I must have been mixing these up.
You're
Okay.
looking online to see Masters of the Universe, hot
Well,
gate.
no, I was looking to see how much, because it's a $170 million budget. Now, and it doesn't look like it's going to make the money back.
It probably it, when we were there, we were in the small. It's been out 2 weeks. We were in the small theater, and it was probably not even half filled up. Now, granted, it was an early Sunday movie, but still, it would be a shame if it didn't at least break even, because it is a really good, fun movie. But I can see audiences not being like,
Well,
"Ah, this is something I'll wait for it to come to cable for."
and why? Because it's gay, right?
No,
Because
I mean,
let's face it.
honestly, there's no way that anybody who is not, how do I want to say that? It's not gay, but it's got so many gay overtones and funny things in it that when you watch it, you're like, oh, girl, this is fucking gay. But
Well,
no,
I'm just.
if you don't get the humor, you're not going to realize that at all.
Okay, because lately anything gay gets hammered,
Oh
so
yeah.
I
But
mean
no, this isn't overtly gay, but this is something that I can see most people going like, I'm gonna go see Supergirl, and I'll wait to see that one until it gets onto Prime or something. Yeah.
Right. Well, because Stop That Train, just it's just over 3 million after 2 weeks, and in during Pride Month. I mean, what you a Pride Month? You know that's why they brought Masters of the Universe out this month, because they were
Yeah.
playing to that crowd too. So,
Right.
because
Well, I
the
think
original
that
one was so campy and gay.
well, and you would think that that parents would be bringing their kids to this, because there wasn't anything like outwardly like the like it's one of those things when you see the animated movies that play to both the adult, like Shrek. Like
Sure.
there's kid stuff, and if you're at a kid level, you see all the kid stuff, and yet if you're at the adult level, you get some of the inside jokes that they're putting out there. That was what this was. So I don't know why they didn't have more kids and teens watching it for the action and He-Man. Although,
Yeah.
is He-Man really that much of a thing anymore?
Well, that's another thing. Why
Yeah.
it's like, why are they bringing out a movie and a play and a musical about Betty Boop? Betty Boop is 100 years old,
Yeah,
you
she
know, and
gets well.
it's like you know, it's kind of like when let's see, what did we just had something recently, and they're going, oh, well, who's gonna want to see that? Well, you know, the people who grew up with it, you know, are gonna
Yeah.
want to see, you know, they'll. So you're going to get a older adult audience to see this kind of stuff, and that's kind of, you know, it's a risk. It's a real
Yeah.
risk with
Well, but
movies
most of
these
the people
days.
that I saw even in the theater were, like in their 40s, 50s.
Right.
And that's because we grew up with it. So.
Exactly. And is that going to, and I mean, my point is, theaters are having terrible problems, except for movies like Hail Mary that was in theaters for like 3 months, which is unheard of.
And yeah, and but deservedly so, because it's like those are the movies. Hail Mary was the type of movie that I grew up with. And
Right.
oh my God, if you when you're watching Back to the Future and E.T. and movies like that, you're just like, oh, I want to go to the theater all the time. I want to
Right.
see that, but some of the shows now I'm like, oh, that was really fun, but I wouldn't want to spend, the money to go see that in the theater.
Right. I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Theater going to see movies is expensive, and they're getting to they thought, well, we'll make it a real experience. We'll put better chairs in and better screens, and it'll all be digital. And it's like, yeah, but the movies are garbage. And I know that's not the
Right.
theater's fault, but ultimately they're the ones suffering from it, because. And that's why you see, like, the one down here at Arden, they're doing things like they're showing Back to the Future on
Yeah.
one night, where they show Back to the Future or Death Becomes Her or some classic movie to bring in people on a Tuesday night, you
Right.
know. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to theater or to movies, but you know, and also. It's almost to the point of anything that's got gay linked to it, outside of heated rivalry, gets shunned, and you know, the gay
Yeah.
community hates. And actually, heated rivalry only probably did so well because it really wasn't the gay community that was all over it; it was the straight
Yeah.
women that were all over it.
Oh, yes, they were. Yeah.
And so it's like, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
I know. It was basically straight women and Michael Sage. Other than that, yeah. Even I was just like, well, there were two episodes of it I really liked, and the rest was okay.
Well, or weren't there only like four episodes?
Five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah. Or
Okay.
six. I don't
Yeah,
know. I don't remember. But there's only five episodes of Tiptoe. And Tiptoe is one that you need to see. Okay. Love it or hate it. Gosh dang it. Voice notes instead of texts.
hate.
Okay.
Well,
Now what?
because you can't ask questions with a voice note. It's just what it is. You know, if someone says, oh, I need you to do this, it's like, okay, well, thanks for giving me no fucking information. Now I've got to contact you to find out what you're talking about. You know, it's like when you sent that thing over to me today and you said, First of all, you said store instead of story, so I was like really confused. And then so I put a question mark on there, and then you told me. But if you would have said, left me a voicemail, said, watch this, I would have gone, what the fuck am I? Wa And then I have to contact you. So voice notes, I mean, if they're well done voice notes, I don't even like getting recordings, messages on my phone, because it's always like, hey, do you want to sell your house? Leave me alone,
Okay, so first off, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I think the difference that is being asked here is you're talking about voice messages, and voice notes are when you're texting somebody in the text, but you're talking, there's a
Oh,
recording your voice instead.
I hate that.
Yeah, I will allow it from like Clint, because whatever. I can listen and then to say, it's informal. We talk all
Sure.
the time, but especially if it were more of a professional setting, I would not do well with that.
Yeah, the only person that ever does it to me is my brother, and it's when he thinks he's being funny,
No.
and he's like doing a he it's some kind of, for some reason we're talking about Star Trek, and then he tries to do a James Kirk imitation, and it's terrible. But that's the kind of shit, and so yeah, I really hate them.
Okay. All right. Well, now we're on to Hey Chubbs. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, a Mississippi man helping his daughters in a gas station's women's room got viral famous after another man contemptuously videoed the situation, saying he found it inappropriate and posting it online. Should a parent with young children be allowed to use whichever restroom they believe is the safest for their child, regardless of the sign of the door and if there's no other option or lock? And then he sent an article to people.com about this, which we looked at. And all right, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, he took his daughters into the men's room, and it was filthy. So they went over. The women's bathroom was not there occupied. So he took in the daughters because it was cleaner and it had doors. And so the girls did what they, the guy, what I'm pretty sure the guy's wife had walked in and saw a man in there. So the man decided to go in there and make a big deal out of it, is what happened. And it's just another, it's a Karen issue. It's a fucking Karen issue with a man. And he's going in there because he's making, he, and the whole thing with people filming everything these days drives me crazy. But ultimately the father was proven right. The police came. The owner of the, or the woman who was running the gas station, said the man was just there with his kids. There was nobody in the bathroom. These people made a big deal out of it, and
That
that's what.
one old guy. And you saw it was a young father. He had his two young daughters, took him into an unoccupied women's bathroom so they could
Right.
wash their hands. And then some old guy opens the door, stands there, videos
Because his
them, and
wife,
yells at them.
right. But it was because his wife had come in, and there's a man in the
Well, it
women's
didn't
bathroom.
specifically say that, though.
Well, why else would he walk in there?
Because he's an old, probably fucking pervert who is just
Okay,
sitting
first of
there
all,
watching.
he's probably my age, so before you start calling him too old.
Well, I don't consider you
Well,
old
that's not the point. I
mentally.
am.
And
So,
actually, I think this guy was younger, but whatever.
but it's just, it's another situation of, oh, I'm just letting my daughters go to the bathroom. We're out of here. There's no one else in here. We're leaving. And it's all your wife and her sickly mother to come in and use the bathroom. But it's just another bullshit inconvenience thing. How dare you inconvenience me? You're not even a woman and you're in the woman's bath. He tried to find more issue there than there should have been.
And that's because I really believe that he was fucking crazy. There was absolutely nothing inappropriate. This guy made a huge fucking stink out of nothing.
But that's what, but
Nothing.
people are doing that these days. Remember
Yep.
the
More and
Karen in
more.
Central Park where there a guy's bird watching and
Oh,
she calls the police
yes.
on him
Yeah, well,
because
because he was black.
he's black and he's got binoculars, so he's
Yeah.
obviously a pervert.
I
And
am really tired of all this. And the one thing I will say is that thankfully the police were just like, dude, what the fuck is your problem?
yeah.
Leave them alone. And that everybody, the father, the owner of the place, and the police did what they could to calm the girls and make everything, kind of okay for them. Because that's the thing, is these asshole people come and they freak out and they attack and they traumatize these kids over nothing. And I know because I've been through that situation as a kid and still have the scars from that bullshit.
Yeah, I don't remember if this was AI or not, but I saw this one where this woman is upset because he the father and his son are in the park. The son's white, the father is black. And so she called the cops on the fact that he's obviously there to kidnap this child.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
Yeah,
who are these people?
even if it wasn't AI, I have read about situations
Sure.
like that in the past where there are black parents who have adopted different types of, children, including white children before, and literally had people like just certain that they were kidnapping them.
Right.
And oh God, so fucked up. People need to learn. Maybe there should be a class in this. How to mind your own effing business.
Well, that's why I liked Wall so much when he said, what was it? Now I can't remember if it was the business, mind your own
Yeah.
yeah. It's like that's what you, when you are thinking, oh, maybe I should say something, maybe you should just mind your own fucking business.
Right.
And it's this isn't like they're you see somebody moving nuclear waste through an amusement park or a bomb or something. This is you just throwing your own prejudice out at somebody else.
Yeah, and you have no idea what's going on. But there is no reason that this incident should have happened
Well,
at all.
there it's funny because you go to I've heard about this too, where if you've got a man who's taking his kids out to the park, and usually it's a female taking kids. So this man's out at the park. He's obviously a pervert because he's sitting there watching kids. And it's like, okay, you guys have got to stop watching
Well,
so much television.
these are the same fuck. I'm cussing a lot today because I'm just riled. But these are the same assholes who are the ones who will put down men for being stay-at-home dads
Right.
because their wife had a better job situation. She kept her job. He stayed at home to take care of the kids, and yet now they put him down and say that he's not a real man because he's taking care of kids. Ugh.
It's
Have you ever
terrible.
taken care of kids? Oh, people need prizes for this shit. Anyway, all right, moving on. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, is there a term called, there's a term called heteropessimism. Did it. Which describes the tendency for people in straight relationships to constantly joke or complain about how miserable dating, marriage, or the opposite sex is while still choosing those relationships. Do you think those jokes are mostly harmless humor, or do they reveal something deeper about how people view love, commitment, and gender roles today? Do you think heteropessimism exists? Oh my God, just watch a stand-up comic, a straight stand-up comic for 5 minutes.
No, the last you read it wrong. Do you think homo?
Homo pessimism.
Yeah, you said hetero again.
Okay,
But
so.
yeah, no, but what does
Oh, I get the question. Okay, girl.
it?
Do you think homo pessimism exists? Yes.
Yes, of course. And it's also very it depends on the couple too. Because I've seen couples who badmouth each other and all the time, and they but they're in love, and that's great. They get along, the marriage is perfectly fine. But I've been in one of those relationships, so yeah, I know what it's like, and it does happen.
Well, not to mention that we have the whole, when you talk about love, commitment, and gender roles, especially, I mean, the big thing of our day when we were younger, of course, was the whole top bottom thing. We're always making fun, the bottoms were always making fun of the tops and having, and the vice versa. And bottom shaming and stuff like that. I mean, that was the big thing for, and we were playwrights, so we played a lot of that until one day somebody finally said, "That's stupid. Stop. It's not, just stop." And now it's not as big a thing anymore. So anyway, but yes, you're
The
absolutely,
answer is yeah,
yes.
is subjective, but yes. Sometimes it's love, sometimes it's hate. I mean, look at Mr. and Mr. Roper, Mr. and Mrs. Roper. They were constantly putting each other down,
Oh yeah.
constantly. And it was funny, but do you think they really hated their life that much? Peg Bundy.
Oh,
I mean,
don't get me started on
but
those.
I mean, this has been around forever. I don't know if they love each other or not, but if they do or they don't, they're having a good time with it. So that's all I
Right.
care about.
So the other question was, do you think these jokes are mostly harmless humor, or do they reveal something deeper about how people view love, commitment, and gender roles today?
Well, that's
And
why I said
that was
it's
for the hetero
right. Well,
person.
it works for the homo too. I
Yeah.
think it's subjective. Some people are miserable, and that's the only way they get through life is by downplaying how or upplaying how miserable their lives are. And I think, like with the Ropers, I think that they were just that's who they were. They were, Ethel and Fred. We've had
Yeah.
these couples forever, but you know what? They always stay together.
Right.
So.
I just think it's very interesting when you look at how we're told that opposite sex, like men can't have women friends and women can't have men friends because they might cheat or whatever. And yet you look at what marriages are, and the best marriages always say, "I married my best friend." Just because there's sex involved, it's still a friendship. It's good, I know that's off the mark, but still. Okay, moving on. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, do you think that you look good in a hat?
I mean, depending on the hat.
I used to wear one of the older, oh gosh, I don't even know what style you'd call it. But the hats that the guys used to wear, like in the 50s and stuff like that.
Berets?
Girl, yeah, it was raspberry too. No, but I think I always looked good in a hat, but yeah, it definitely depends on the hat. Okay. Tom has a hat head. Although you wouldn't wear it now,
No, I've
all
got
that
too
beautiful
much
hair.
luscious hair
That's right.
to cover up.
All right. I remember Cheers.
Well, yeah, I mean
Timely.
this week especially after the death of James Burroughs.
Yeah. I remember Cheers very well. It was on between Family Ties and Night Court, and I had to watch it to get to Night Court. I wasn't a huge Cheers fan, although I did like the show up until the point where the whole Sam and Diane thing was just ridiculous.
Well, and that's why it
Just
was so good when she
ridiculous.
left. It was so
Yeah.
good.
But after that, I love the dynamic between him and
Christy
Kirstie
Alley.
Alley's character up until the time that they started making her into a colossal fuck up. and that everything that she did was just failure, and at throwing herself down at Robin's feet and all that. And I'm like, okay, you took this character from someone that was a strong woman that was really interesting to like, I'm just watching you torture her every week, and I don't get off on, I don't like that show, that shit.
Well, my problem was the relationships. I don't. It was so focused on the romance between Sam and Diane, Sam and Rebecca, and I. Yeah, I mean, I love Frasier and his, and his wife, and of course, and let's face it, one of the most irritating characters ever on television was Diane. And so, if it wasn't for the Cliff and the Norms and the Woodies,
And Carla.
and Carlos, I probably wouldn't have watched the show.
Yep. And I dealt better with Carla and her relationships with like her hockey player and stuff like that, because they were not the main focus of the show. Once you start focusing on a relationship that looks like it's never going to happen, like Ross and Rachel, we're on a break, or you throw in, oh, guess what? I'm pregnant. Let's go through the whole pregnancy thing and then having kids. It's like at that point, I start losing interest in the show most of the time.
I mean, I
Anyway.
don't mind if characters are dating because it's great to bring in new actors and actresses all the time and gives steady work for different people. But yeah, Ross and Rachel, I totally hated the show when that was going on and it went on and went on. Oh, horrible. And that's why, I mean, if you look at like even with Will and Grace, it was never, it still wasn't the main storyline. When
It,
they were
yeah.
seriously dating until the very end, where everybody was hooking up, and that was the end of the show the first time. So, yeah, I'm, I, ugh.
But I
But
definitely can see why Cheers was the cultural phenom that it was and why it still works today.
yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and see what's in our lunchbox. And Mr. Moose sent in a giant bundt cake. What do we got here? Okay, had oh, so let's start with had breakfast for lunch, bacon hash browns, white a wheat toast, and strawberry jam.
No eggs, huh? Interesting. Well, it was funny. I saw this picture. You are you you've it, which has already been posted on the Chubb's Gone Wild Facebook page. So if you want to see it, they're all there right now. But I looked at that and I go, okay, that's not Matt's. So I wonder if this is Moose's stuff because there's hash browns, and you hate hash browns.
You know, I don't hate them, but I like them cooked. I don't like the mealy, uncooked.
Well, it's like French fries.
I need to be
Potatoes should be
polished.
crispy unless they're in a mash.
Exactly. All right. Then we have baked another bundt cake, pineapple.
He's
Hubby
killing me.
loves these. I love your bundt cakes.
I'm wondering if they, how easy they are to ship.
I know,
They're
right?
just so beautiful and just
And a
the.
pineapple one.
Yeah, that sounds yummy. Especially if the cake itself is really moist as well. Yeah, that, and it, yeah, I mean, I love pineapple. I can do pineapple on pizza. It does not bother me. Not all pizzas. I don't, if it's, the ham and the pineapple, I'll eat it. I have no problem with that.
That's fine with me. It took me a while to adjust to it, but I'm fine with it. All right, baked a pan of brownies, no extra ingredients. That's out to you, Tom. No nuts or chocolate chips, and just wanted plain cakey brownies, which are my favorite. And that pan looks perfect.
Yeah, is this better be new, a brand new pan, because none of my shit looks this good.
No,
That even after a couple
I.
weeks, it doesn't look this good.
Nope. And
But
those brownies are perfect.
now since we're talking brownies, what do you like? Do you like cakey or do you like chewy? What are your favorites?
My main preference is a little cakey. But I will do chewy, and I don't even mind if they've been sitting there for a day or so and they get that kind
Oh
of
yeah.
crusty
Well,
on the outside. Oh
it's
yeah,
a
that's
certain
fine with me too.
staleness that works with brownies.
Yes,
Yeah. But
so all good.
I'm not a big cake brownie fan. I do like them a little more, dirty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, and then tossed. He tossed salad, butter, lettuce, strawberries, tomatoes, ham, avocado, shrimp, blue cheese dressing. You know, normally I'm kind of like, eh, I don't know, strawberries and fruit in a salad, but I'm telling you, I would go for this. I'd go for this in a heartbeat.
Well, I mean, I used to feel the same way about fruit in stuff, but then I've had strawberries, I've had figs, I've had apple, a mandarin, little mandarins. Oh my God, it's amazing how what kind of life they can bring to a salad, especially one that does our blueberries. Where you just get a sweet pop in there, but it's not overbearing. But yeah, because I remember Jana used to get this sandwich that had sliced. It had cream cheese and sliced strawberries, and then I can't remember if it was like turkey or something. But she loved it. It was on like toasted rye. It was bizarre, but it all worked. It all worked, and so I finally got over my. My fruit in food thing.
I'm getting there. Now, I will say, looking at this up close, it looks like ham lunch meat, not just, like chunks of ham. And that's pretty interesting too. I have cut up lunch meat and put it in salads before, but those shrimp look amazing.
Yeah, but if that the I see what you're saying with the ham, it's almost like he took. You know what probably happened? He was probably at the end of a package where he had, it's like, we got to use up the ham. So he just took like four or five slices that was left in the package and just diced it up. Because if you can see this, it's definitely multiple pieces of ham on stacked on top of each other. I know Moose is probably going, oh my God, it's a fucking salad. Calm down, you two. But I love the I with me, I wouldn't have even minded some like peas in there or something. I don't mind a fun salad like this at all. Yeah,
I
it's
probably
good.
would have used a little shredded cheese myself, but
Well, you have the blue cheese salad dressing. You don't need more cheese. Oh, you probably don't like blue cheese.
No, actually, I love blue cheese. That is my favorite.
That's why I'm thinking that's probably really good with the strawberries too.
Yeah,
So,
that's what I was thinking too. Give
yeah.
it a nice play. All right. Hey, see all this, as Tom said, at our Facebook group, facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my books and other projects at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, and I know some of you are, like and subscribe. And also leave a message to let us know who's been watching. So we'd love to hear from you.
yes,
And, yeah.
we love that. Okay, thank you all so much for joining us, and we will be back for one more Pride episode next week. We love you, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.